ESPN Radio 1027, Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station. You're not wrong. Your opinion just needs an adjustment. Now back to the home stretch with Pat Doherty.
Welcome back here to ESPN Radio 1027. I'm Pat Doherty. Alongside me, Todd Burlidge. Glad to be here with you on a it is Tuesday, right?
It is.
I feel like this week and next week are going to be a blur because we have holidays on Sundays. So we have Christmas on Sunday, and then the following week, obviously, New Year's. Todd, are you with your kids, do they believe in Santa Claus?
One's 16, she does. One's 15, he does not. And Mary's 10, she's on the fence.
On the fence. She hasn't made up her mind yet.
Right.
I love it. I love it. I love how much fun we have on this show. Anyway, let's go ahead and welcome in our next guest. Patrick Finley joins us. He covers the Chicago Bears and the NFL for the Chicago Sun-Times. Let's go ahead and pick Patrick's mind on the NFL first and foremost. Pat, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Hey, no problem. How are you guys?
We're a little goofy on a Tuesday. You know, slap happy would probably be the best term to describe the mood that we're in. It's weird. It gets cold outside. It's minus 100 degrees. Your brain freezes a little part of it. We're trying to warm up here in the studio. Anyway,
I'll buy that totally.
Well, I saw a picture of Lake Michigan out in the Windy City in Chicago in which the waves were actually frozen.
I was driving to the stadium on Sunday, and there was some of that, like, sea fog or lake fog. You know what I'm talking about, when it gets really cold?
Sure.
And it looked like a Viking movie. It was awesome.
Kind of like that. All right, let's take a tour of the NFL. When you look at the games over the weekend, who really helped themselves in the sense of the playoff hunt, and who do you feel really missed an opportunity?
I think the Redskins missed a huge opportunity last night. They lost the home game to a Panthers team that, you know, is not very good. And because of that, they went from really being in control of their playoff future to needing a little bit of help. The Buccaneers now need to lose for the Skins to have a chance. And I actually think the Bears might be kind of a live underdog on Saturday against them. You know, you've got the Redskins coming off this short week. Mm-hmm. Now, they have to play on a Monday night and travel to play a Saturday beer game. I mean, that's kind of the schedule maker did them absolutely no favors there at all.
Wow.
You know, looking the rest of the way around the league, I mean, you know, I don't know. It's hard to argue with Dallas, particularly now that Dak Prescott seems to back on track. To me, it's not just that he played well, but now people will shut up about Sonny Romo for another week. And you would hope that can only help his confidence because, you know, when he played poorly and then had to listen to folks talk about his backup for the next 6 days, even if he won't admit it, that probably took a toll on him.
Well, that's one of the things that I liked because he's going to have that happen. No matter if he's a 10-year vet or rookie, and it's a good thing to happen as a rookie because I felt like if Tony Romo were to start a game, it really wasn't going to hurt Dak Prescott of the future. But it was nice to see he dealt with all that talk throughout the week, including his owner making some snide comments, and then came out and delivered. And both
you said it right there. The owners, I mean, you know, there are like two owners in the league that would that love to hear themselves talk so much that they'll get their own players into trouble. And Jerry is certainly that. And I think that that's what makes that Cowboys quarterback job so much different than any other one in the league is that your own boss likes to stir up controversy, even if it's at your expense.
Yeah, it's a unique work environment. I'll put it that way. It's Jerry's world, for real. It's definitely Jerry's world. What are the chances? We were talking a little bit earlier, and I know you're more focused on the Bears, and honestly, I don't want to pick your brain too much on Chicago because there's not a lot to talk about except maybe the Barkley scenario for next year. Is he a legitimate shot to take over at quarterback? But teams like Indianapolis, the Buffalo Bills, they're out, but are they completely out with based on the final 2 weeks of the season?
You know, I don't know anybody who's been able to explain the Colts to me this year. I mean, the Colts are one of those teams. I mean, we saw them in person earlier this season where, you know, they can't play defense, but Andrew Luck kind of does his Andrew Luck thing, and it seems to work out. you hear people talk about Rex Ryan getting fired in Buffalo, and then you look at the record and wonder why. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's painted as a personality conflict there, but I don't think they have much to be ashamed of record-wise at this point. And the Colts, I mean, you're right with the Colts there. You know, they went into Minnesota and just put the whooping on them. And, I mean, man, if you had anybody who thought that they'd win that game by 30, I mean, I'd take them to the track tomorrow.
Well, and then if we flip it over and we look at the National Football League, the NFC, there are some interesting dynamics. I mean, Atlanta's kind of holding on there. Tampa Bay made a run, but Tampa's loss over the weekend, really a step backwards. Can Green Bay make a run at the Central? Can Detroit hold on? Who do you see winning the NFC Central?
I think it would be the North. I think it'd be
the North. Yeah, that's right. Sorry.
I think it'd be the most NFC North thing ever if the Lions tank down the stretch and the Packers found a way to win. That seems to be what happens every year, and the two usually don't intersect with each other. But if Aaron Rodgers' calf starts to feel better here in the next 2 weeks, I would pick the Packers to beat the Lions in that season finale. And it appears as though if that happens, the Packers are in the Lions' box.
Well, and that's the interesting dynamic, because if you look at the final 2 weeks of the season, the Detroit Lions go to Texas to take on Dallas this weekend. You would think that Dallas would be the favorite in that game, and then the final week of the season they'll take on the Packers. The Packers will be home against the Vikings, and the Vikings, after what they did against Indianapolis, you got to like the hot Green Bay Packers. Four straight wins, and Aaron Rodgers seems to have found his old self.
Yeah, on Sunday, he didn't look great. He led them to a touchdown on the first drive, and then really for the next two and a half quarters, their offense wasn't doing much through the air. Perhaps that's because they were running the ball so well. But, Rodgers seemed hesitant to take off and run. He seemed to be limping around and just kind of uncomfortable. And then, of course, like the competitor he is, the minute you think he's dead, he throws a 60-yard touchdown pass. I think it'd be really hard to bet against the Packers right now. They obviously have pretty huge flaws. One of them being that their defense, just let Matt Barkley card them up in the fourth quarter. And they really haven't been spectacular defensively all year. But their running game is going. Tyus Montgomery's coming off the best game he's ever played in his life. And if he can stay hot too, I mean, offensively, you're gonna just have to try to outscore them. If we're talking about a game that's in the 30s, I like Aaron Rodgers in those situations.
Well, I like the Packers to win the NFC North. I think the way that they're playing, not that Green Bay's bad. I think Green Bay is going to be right in there. Maybe they make it in as a wild card. One of those two teams, I think, probably has a good shot there as well. Patrick Finley, who covers both the Bears and the NFL for the Chicago Sun-Times. Patrick, definitely stay warm up there in the Windy City, and we'll talk to you here in the next couple weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you.